98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
She is the queen of Ballymun, the sparkle in every spotlight, and she's bringing her band, and fabulous brand new show to the Ambassador Theatre this Friday. Dame Stuffy, welcome to 98 FM's Big Breakfast.
Well, thank you for having me. It's wonderful to see you both reunited.
Oh,
Brian, you'd be at another wedding today, Rebecca Shett, or something. Jeez, Jacker loves a wedding, doesn't she?
I love a wedding, and
she officiated one wedding once, and now she thinks that if she goes to enough of them, they'll get her up to do it on the altar again.
She is a celebrant.
I love a wedding and I love you, Dame Stuffy. Congratulations on your show this Friday. Dame Stuffy and band. The 27th of June. How are you feeling about it?
I'm grand. I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited about it. I got a call from Dua Lipa's people. They said, we'd like you to come because Charlie XCX was there. You know, I said, I don't know if I can make it, loves. I've got my own big show on, but thank you very much. And I don't want to damage my brand by doing a show with Dua Lipa, you know. So I'm in the Ambassador Theatre with my full band, who are all ex-serving members of the Guards, by the way. That's a different story. It's in their contract. You have to bring the handcuffs and I'll bring the baton and we'll have a great time. So there on it, I've got two wonderful backing singers who are actually stunning vocalists. One of them from the West End. She's just not busy at the moment. So she's doing West End shows. She's doing my show as well. Her name is Amy Penston. She's fabulous. Fabulous. Another girl called Emily as well. So yeah, we're going to have the crack. It's going to be a great night.
Very exciting.
Yeah. And the Ambassador Theatre, what a venue.
I know. And did you hear about, I found a hole.
Excuse me?
I found a hole in the Ambassador just in front of the stage. Yeah. And it's actually a tunnel, right? It's a tunnel. Now, this could go either way.
Yeah.
It's a tunnel that connects the Ambassador to the GPO.
Is that
a
true story?
It's a true story. And
it's
an escape hatch. Honestly, Samantha Mumba used it once. Well, actually, no, the audience used it just to escape from her. But it connects the GPO to the Ambassador. And it's a bit of history as well. So not only that, but if you come to the Ambassador, I will show you the hole.
Are you going to do a few outfit changes down there?
I might do an outfit change. Yes, I will do an outfit change. Do you know what? I'm looking forward to it. We've got a fabulous band. The set list is... we've got a great set list. And it mixes all the old style cabaret stuff. We've got Shania in there. We've got Dolly.
Lovely.
We've got some Broadway classics.
Yeah.
We've got Elton. We've got loads of stuff. And we've got the comedy as well. And you know, I think these days people need to laugh more than they've ever laughed before.
Absolutely.
And if you come to my show, you leave your expectations at the door. And please don't video any of the jokes, because I'm not popular enough to be cancelled yet, but I may face the squad.
I may face cancelling.
Yes, I may. But you know, wouldn't you laugh?
Yeah, a proper old school, just fun showbiz night.
Yeah, but I mean, my act, I've always tried to kind of say it's a mix of Dame Edna, it's a mix of Lily Savage, and I've tried to incorporate bits, elements of both of those acts into what I do. And, you know, I have to say I've done it quite well.
I am
extraordinary.
Yeah.
But if you want to come along, please do come along. It's going to be a great night.
It will be brilliant. And you're called the Queen of Ballymun.
Yes.
How did that name come about?
Oh, my ma said it once and, you know, I just stuck. Do you know, in a kind of way? I am, yeah. I mean, Ballymun's where I'm from. It's where I grew up. It's where I do the pantos every Christmas.
Mm.
And I just love it out there. And I love when people, I walk through Ballymun, people are always laughing at me and all that sort of stuff. It's the best feeling. I don't even have to say anything sometimes. I'm just walking through the street and they're laughing, you know what I mean? So I always felt so much love in the mun.
Stuffy, what would you say to anyone who's going to your show on Friday who may be a little bit nervous to sit towards the front, too close to you?
It's all right. You can put your noggin in your bag. You're all right. I won't check you at the door. You'll be fine. I'm not the noggin police. No, you'd be grand. Sit up the front. The closer, the better. And I'll only read you once or twice, and then I'll let you go.
That's
depending
good
on
to
the
know.
Outfit, though.
That's
depending
good to
on
know.
The outfit.
Okay, sit up the front and always drink responsibly.
Yeah.
We're going to do a bit of a quick fire round now with you.
Oh, dirty. Okay.
This or that.
I'll have that.
Okay. Yeah. Stuffy, heels or slippers?
Oh, slippers.
Oh, lovely.
Wig off or bra off first?
What do you talk about, wig? This is natural red hair. Drapes match the curtains. Thank you very much. Oh, wait, that's
good
the same thing. You know what I mean?
Sequins or feathers?
Oh, sequins any day of the week.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Lip sync assassin or live vocal diva?
Oh, live vocals, please. I don't phone it in.
No, you don't.
And finally, Dame Stuffy, Broadway or Ballymun?
Oh, Ballymun, 100% love. I know where my catchment area is. Don't try and catch me out on that. I know who's buying my tickets. Ballymun, 100%.
Oh, the queen of Ballymun, Dame Stuffy, performing at the Ambassador Theatre this Friday. Where can people get tickets?
On ticketmaster.ie, or you can head over to MCD's website, because I'm big news now.
Oh, big business. Dame Stuffy, thank you for joining us this morning on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
A brand new game
and a new prize.
The same old soundproof booth.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday's edition of Matchy Matchy. After our win last week, we've started a brand new game. There is a stunning prize, of course, for you to win if you simply say the same three words as either Rebecca or myself. Here's AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
Put your foot in it with this Matchy Matchy pedicure.
You deserve a treat and you know it.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, sorry, absolutely gas. I've been off for the last 2 days that we played this game. So, yeah. A Matchy Matchy pedicure.
Matchy Matchy
pedicures.
Pedicures, yeah.
Unbelievable. Good morning to Georgia in Lusk. Georgia, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
We're good, thanks. Georgia, any nice plans for the day?
Just off to work.
Off to work. What do you do for work, Georgia?
I talk it.
Very good. And Georgia, you have someone playing along with you this morning. Who's with you?
Jack.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning,
Hi,
Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Matchy Matchy. Georgia, if you were to win these Matchy Matchy pedicures, who would you bring with you?
Jack wants to come with me.
Lovely. The two of you can get your feet done together.
Get the hooves done, as Brendan says. Guys, who would you like to play with this morning? Myself or Brendan?
I think I'm going to go with Brendan.
Brendan's
okay,
going to the booth. Okay, see you in a second now, Brendan. Off he pops to the booth. Let's try and get a win this morning in Matchy Matchy. Brendan won last week. Maybe he can do it again. Right, Georgia and Jack, are you ready?
Yeah.
Your first word this morning is lap.
Lap?
Yeah, L-A-P.
Land.
Lap, land. Your second word is rocking.
Chair.
Rocking chair. And your third word is double.
Bubble.
Double.
Oh, double decker.
Do you say double denim?
Decker.
Oh, double decker. Very good. Very decisive this morning. Okay. After lap, you said land. After rocking, you've gone with chair. And after double, you said decker. Are you guys happy to lock in those three words this morning?
Yeah.
We're locking them in. And we are welcoming Brendan back into studio after a brief stint in the soundproof booth. How'd you get on there now?
I had a lovely time. There's a new glittery curtain. It's a lovely purple colour.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, for the summer. Yeah. Very good. Okay, Brendan, mm-hmm. Are you ready to play Matchy Matchy?
I am.
Your first word this morning mm-hmm. is lap.
Oh.
I don't know why we're so giddy.
Well, the first word that I think that comes after that.
Oh, fair.
I don't know. Can I say that? Hold on, wait a minute. I'm going to change. So the word I did think initially began with a D, right? Uh-huh. Now I'm going to say lap, land.
Okay, lap, land. Your second word is rocking.
Chair.
Rocking chair. And your third word this morning, Brendan, in Matchy Matchy is double.
Double trouble.
Double trouble. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Georgia and Jack in Lusk?
Oh
guys, you were very close.
No, were we?
2 out of 3.
No.
You both said Lapland. Rocking chair.
No.
And Georgia and Jack said double decker.
Double decker is a great one.
Oh,
guys,
guys,
I really
so close,
didn't expect that.
But it wasn't to be, but we're going to send you guys out a 98FM goodie bag.
Thank you. Can we just say a quick shout out to Jack's daddy?
Of course.
He's doing his full test, the Dublin bus tomorrow. So best of luck.
Oh, best of luck. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Cheers.
Georgia,
bye
Jack,
bye.
Have a great day. Thanks.
Bye.
Lap dance was what came to my head straight away.
Yeah,
it was.
Listen, like, fair.
Yeah.
It's the first thing that comes into your head, Brett.
Yeah.
I mean, you still wouldn't have won, so. Oh, you never know what way. The words just trigger certain things.
They do.
Yeah.
They do.
Tells us a lot about ourselves. We're going to be playing Matchy Matchy again tomorrow morning. If you'd like to win Matchy Matchy Pedicures, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.